The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being turned open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from heavens: "You are my beloved Son. With you I am pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear family, let us today join the early church in its amazement at the humility of John the Baptist. In those times, others had come claiming to be the Messiah and gathered a great following, made a name for themselves. John the Baptist could easily have done that, because already the people were acclaiming him as the Messiah. And yet, he clearly proclaimed that he was not, that there was one coming after him. "I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals," he said. Now, for Jews, this is a very strong statement, because loosening the sandals and washing feet was the job of the lowest of the servant slaves. Because even among slaves, there was a kind of hierarchy. There were slaves that were given more meritorious and dignified jobs. But washing feet and loosening sandals was the lowest of the lowest of the slaves. And John the Baptist says, "I'm not even worthy to do that to the Messiah." But still, there is a man who is even humbler than John. And that is Jesus Christ himself. Jesus not only said that he was not worthy to loosen the sandals, he actually did it. He stooped down and washed the feet of his apostles in an act of servitude and humility. And this is really one of the great things of the gospel today. Between the Epiphany last Sunday and the Epiphany of this Sunday, which is the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan, there is about 30 years of life of Jesus that are not in the Gospels, Precisely because Jesus wanted to be like us in everything, even in the fact that most of us go through our lives in almost complete anonymity. And this is something that we fear greatly, to go through life unknown, to die and think that we will be completely forgotten, that our name will be lost forever. And how many efforts people do to try to upset that. And that is the fall of men. You know why? Because we do not understand who we are. In the baptism of Jesus, God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am pleased." Therefore, revealing the true identity of Jesus. In our own baptism, we join with Christ, and in Christ, we indeed become children of God, sons and daughters. That, therefore, is the true identity of the Christian. Humility is not what popularly is thought to be. We think a humble person is one who has no money or no social status. A humble person is somebody who is shy, who is kind of afraid of life and hides in a rock somewhere. That's not the way John the Baptist is it? He was a courageous man. He was able to confront even the soldiers and call them to conversion, and the Pharisees as well. He knew his identity. And of course, it's the same with Jesus. Jesus waited in line to be baptized. Sometimes we see in the movies and it seems like he came all by himself in kind of a mystical way into the waters of the Jordan. But the fact is that there were multitudes there waiting in line. And Jesus just joined like someone waiting in line for confession. He was just one more, just waiting to be baptized. And why were they baptized? Because they were confessing themselves to be sinners. It was a symbolic wash. It was not yet the sacramental baptism. It was a preparation of the heart. It's a recognizing of humility, of sinfulness. And so, why was Jesus in that line if he had committed no sin? Scriptures tell us that Jesus took upon himself the sin of humanity. Even though he never sinned, he became one of us in such a way that he joined sinful humanity. Even going with the sinners to be washed. But while others were washed by those waters, the fathers of the church tell us he went into those waters and purified the waters for all his brothers and sisters. This is the great love of Jesus Christ. And this is the identity we take from him in our baptism. So in the baptism in the Jordan, we see the revelation of who Jesus is, the Son of God. We discover our own identity, adopted sons and daughters in our own baptism. And we also discover the mission of Jesus Christ, which is to join brothers and sisters, loving them, serving them, And so it is our own call as we join Jesus Christ to be humble servants of the Lord. When we enter into this identity, when we realize who we are, priests, prophets, and kings through baptism, we no longer need to say stories about how important we are. We will never be concerned about what people think of us, anxious to read stories of famous people just because they're movie stars or whatever. You will say, good for them. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. That is true humility, to know who we are, so we need not to put on airs with anything else, because we know our true dignity. And this dignity is manifested in love, in service, in being Christ-like.